Good morning. You are listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm joined in the studio this morning by two guests. In the studio, I have Tammy Parker Song and Doug Osborne, both members of the Sitka Health Summit. Thank you both for coming in this morning. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning.
Tammy. Good morning.
We're here to talk about the Sitka Health Summit, which is coming up on its 10-year anniversary this fall. Mm-hmm. And I think, Doug, you maybe could speak a little bit about that because you've been with the summit since its beginning. Is that true?
Yes, it started 10 years ago, and Mo Chaudhry, who is the CEO of the community hospital, was working with primarily Frank Sutton with Search, but a lot of the leadership teams from both hospitals started working together and thinking about how they could work more collaboratively and partner more. And from those discussions, they gathered a group together, and that group did the first health summit back in 2007. And since then, we've done 10. And so this is the 10th one that we wanted to be the biggest and the best.
Okay.
Planning day ever.
So how did why did this summit get started? What was the reasoning behind beginning the Sitka Health Summit?
Well, I think initially it was about two things. One was improving health for all Sitkins. And then another part of it was bridge building. And so the logo's always been the O'Connell Bridge. And really, initially it was bridge building between the two hospitals, but also just about bridge building with different segments of our community. And so we have this planning day where we're bringing everybody who wants to be involved. So the slogan is all people and all ideas are welcome. So it's really about health and about bridge building and about making Sitka a great place for everyone.
Okay, that sounds excellent. So you have a planning day coming up soon. Mm-hmm. When is this planning day?
It's October 21st.
Okay.
So it's about 4 months away, but we're starting to collect ideas and funds to make this a memorable planning day. So that's starting today.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about that. What exactly you're trying to collect when you say collect ideas? What kind of ideas are you looking for? What are you expecting from people?
Well, the workshop question is always the same, and it's what inspiring wellness initiative or idea deserves Sitka's attention in the next 365 days. And so the ideas are, it's a wide variety of ideas and answers to that question, but we're going to have people start thinking about that now and start submitting them online or calling them in. And they may think of some great thing that's worked in a town that's similar to Sitka that could work here, or they may have some idea that think will help us deal with a gap or a disparity or help with health equity. So if they have that great idea, don't wait until October 21st. Send it in, and then when people get to the summit, there'll be this wall of possibilities. And some people can't make the summit either. They're traveling, or they have a conflict, or they're not able to for one reason or another. So this is a way for people to participate even if you can't make it. And at the end of the day, we just want to get two great ideas that are going to move the needle on health. And somebody listening right now may have that idea.
Yeah. Right?
And it's time to share it starting today.
So where can they share it?
Well, Tammy's got the website there.
Yeah, let's hear from, I want to hear Tammy too a little bit about you, but first let's hear this website.
So the website is SitkaHealthSummitAK.org, or you can also call 747-0373. So either way, you can give us your ideas.
So if you have a great idea about something you think that would improve the health in Sitka,
that's right.
You should go ahead and go to the website or give a call.
Exactly.
And are there any limitations to what that might mean for people? What kind of ideas are you looking for?
There aren't limitations in terms of ideas. There are, of course, limitations in the real world.
Right.
But I think what we want, and people come up with all kinds of like creative ideas or ideas that might just seem normal, but actually are hard to put into practice, but are really needed. I think one of the things we want people to think about this year is what are the gaps in our community in terms of health needs that aren't being met? And health, you know, applies to, at least in our opinion, applies to a wide variety. It's not just whether you're exercising, you know.
Okay.
So we'd like for the community to be thinking about what's not being met and what ideas might you have for how that can be met.
So not necessarily like we need to improve, make sure people aren't smoking and make sure people eat an apple a day, but like other ways to think about health.
Sure. I mean, not smoking would be great. That right. is actually a really big health need in our community. But also to think more widely, one of the things that we've been learning about as a coalition has to do with ACE scores which is adverse childhood experiences. And if you have, say, over 3 adverse childhood experiences and they're measured in a particular way, your health actually suffers dramatically over the course of your whole life. And so we're thinking about how to reduce ACE scores, which is complicated and exciting. Sure. So we'd love for people to think along those lines as well.
Okay, that sounds interesting. Mm-hmm. So are you're relatively new to the Health Summit.
Yeah.
And what how did you come about joining? What's the story of
Well, Doug invited me and a couple of other people on the coalition about maybe 5 months ago, something like that. Why did you invite me to be part of the coalition?
Well, I thought it would be great. Tammy is a writer, but also is on the Planning Commission and has an interest in health and in health equity. And so our coalition is open to anybody. We have people from both hospitals and SICA counseling and SICA's Against Family Violence and volunteers. And if you ever want to join the coalition, call that number, 747-0373. If you ever want to fund the biggest and best planning day in the history of Southeast Alaska, you can also call that number. And we're collecting funds, so we have our initiatives. But Tammy's been a great addition. And like she said, we all went to a big training and learned a lot about health equity. And so what's neat about this summit, we have somebody who is at that training that we went to in Oklahoma City named Drew. He's coming all the way from Chicago. He's going to do a little piece. And then there's a guy named Craig Nolte with the Federal Reserve Bank. They're one of our sponsors. He's going to do a little piece about what's called social determinants of health. And health is really interesting. It applies to everybody, but it's very interesting to see how our health is really impacted by the society and the environment that we live in. And there's things we can do to make it better for everybody.
So that leads me to wonder who can come to this planning day. Is this open to anyone in the community?
Yeah, it's always been open to anyone and everyone. And if you can't make it that day, just send in your ideas ahead of time. But if you want to come, it's really a pretty fantastic day. I think it's educational, it's inspirational, it's learning. But you see this process where we try to tap into the best thinking of everybody who's in the room and end up with a couple of really magnetic goals that people can get behind. And in the past, it's been a variety of things like the Fish to Schools Project, the Farmers Market, which is now starting up July 2nd, the Choose Respect mural, the Downtown Revitalization Project. There was a food assessment 1 year. There was a planting apple trees, composting. So a wide variety of things, because like Tammy was saying, health is big and it's all encompassing. So all ideas are welcome. All people are welcome. It's 8:30 on Friday, October 21st.
Okay.
So mark your calendar if you want to be there. The people who show up actually get to fill out the ballots and vote. So you get to help decide the direction the town will go in terms of health and wellness. So that's pretty neat too.
But people should start thinking and brainstorming now and getting ready for this day. And one great thing they can do is go to the website and submit their ideas and be thinking to come with more ideas potentially to the planning day as well. And it sounds like this committee has done amazing things in the community, like the things that you just listed, the fish to schools, the planting trees have had a pretty big impact on a lot of people in this community. So it sounds like a great coalition, something to be a part of. And that planning day sounds like a great way to be involved in your community. So I think if you could restate the website.
Absolutely. So the website is sitkahealthsummitak.org. And the phone number to call is 747-0373. So either way, you can submit your ideas.
Okay. And I don't know if this is actually a health thing, but we're all standing in the studio today.
That's true.
I feel like I should just say that. This was Doug's idea. And maybe
The speaker I mentioned, Craig, he did something for us on April 28th. And he sort of jokingly said that sitting is the new smoking. And I've heard that sentence said in different ways. And so, yeah, if you sit too much, I mean, you could stand too much too. So it's all about balance. But one other quick thing is last week we sent out our fundraising letters too. And in the beginning, these started as unfunded mandates, basically, or kind of ideas. And over the years, we've turned them into well-supported goals. And so we don't want unfunded mandates. So we are doing some collection to gather some money so that our initiatives have some startup funds. So for example, this year, one of the projects was a playground to build an ADA accessible. We don't really have a single safe ADA accessible playground in Sitka. And so a group got together, this action group. So the coalition is really fire starters. And then we have the ideas, turn them into goals, give them some support in the beginning, and then hopefully people will come together. And in the case of the playground, people did. And so they turned our little $2,000 and they got a $10,000 grant and they got a CrossFit Fund grant for $20,000 and they hired a planner and then they had a design day and now they have this excellent plan. And so it's rolling. And so that's what we do is the credit for all these great ideas is really the action groups that form and all the fire tenders that do the hard work. But we're really the fire starters. But in order for us to start a good fire that's warm and soothing and nice, a little money helps. So if you want to be part of our fundraising team, please call that same number. Or if you're any of the businesses that we've already sent letters to, please give a ring if you'd like to be in the in this fundraising team.
That's excellent. Cool. So people can participate in many ways, not just ideas, but also funding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So funding, ideas, learning about health equity, learning about health. There's just so many ways.
Great. We're going to wrap it up. We've gone over as usual. So thank you all for coming in this
morning, thanks so much, Rick,
chatting with our community. And you're listening to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka. Good morning.